Welcome to FYMU, Shalom Yishuv, sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Lamed Beis and the Oizva Adar edition, Perek Revi, starting Halacha Ches. So the Mishnah, Zeu Shalom Ani Me'arev Beraglov. We mentioned the previous Mishnah, someone coming in the way, and he is Koyin Shvisa by walking to a certain place. That's what we mentioned, that an Ani, a poor man, who doesn't have food, how does he do an Eruv? How does he koine shviso 2,000 amo or any other place while he's walking? He goes there and koine Eruv with his feet. Rameir Oimer, only a poor man who doesn't have a bread to put us for Eruv, he could do with his feet. But someone who has the ability to put food, he should put food. No difference in poor or rich. Says really to do with your feet is the best, as the Gemara is going to explain. But the rich person who has food doesn't have to go himself. He could send a messenger, he could send somebody on his behalf to put bread instead. So the pass is a kulo, is a way to get out of walking to the place. But if you walk to the place, that's the best. And as the Gemara explains right away, Zuk the Gemara. So Shom Roni Mar Bagav Chuli. Rameu Sova Ikar Eruv Bikikor. The best way to do an Eruv is to use food, to use bread. Falama Omu Biragav, while we have this concept of Eruv, a person walks to the place. La Kelala Oni Shelo Kikar said, Oni doesn't have food, doesn't have the bread, he could do it with his feet. But if you could do it with food, it's best. So the rich person should not do it with his feet. The main is with his feet, meaning walk into the place. Why do you say he could do with food, with the bread? It's a cooler for the rich, he doesn't have to walk. So it's a machlekes or Meir Yehuda, what's the Iker Eruv? So Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be with your feet, but it's only in the condition he doesn't sit in his house and does it. As Rabbi Chaya points out, that's also Rameir will agree with that. Which is saying, Rabbi Yehuda holds that's the main Eruv. How do you do the main Eruv? Now that he's going to sit in his place and say, V'yoyimar, tikneli shvisa bon kaploini. That will have a shvisa in that place. Ela yetzei lechutz ha-tchum. He has to leave the tchum. V'yoyimar, tikneli shvisa b'mokam hazeh. And he's going to go to the place where he wants to be Kodesh Shvi'i and say, this is my place. Then he waits there until it becomes dark. And then he goes back to the city. That's the way to be Kodesh. Hi, in the previous mission, Halacha Zayin, we mentioned, a person who got coming in the way, and he knows a tree, and he says, that's going to be my place of my Shvi'i. So that's only b'dieved, the person going in the way, and he couldn't reach the place. So Chachom gave him a kulo. But in general, that's not the way to be Kodesh Shvi'i. So. So when we tell you can find a brisa this way, maise be mishpachas beis mamo, or mishpachas beis goyon, two families, mi roimo, from the place called roimo, shoy mechalkim goy gris laniyim b'shtev atzores. They would give figs, dry figs, to the poor in the years of hunger. Vayu ani eshichin yoytzu me'arvim b'raglehim, and the poor people of Shichin came out with their feet, meaning they walked. Umamtit shavach ha-techshoch, and they were koine a shviso in between the cities where the poor were living, and the cities where they were giving out the figs. And the next day they would use the Eruv to walk from the city to the city where they gave out the figs to the poor. Whatever they did based on chachamim. They always went based on halacha. So you see from this story that the right way to be koine a Eruv with your feet is to go out there and not sit in your house and say, I want to be koine a Eruv in that place. Halacha tezuk the Mishnah. Mishiyotso leilech leir shemearvim bo. So this Mishnah was quoted already twice before in this Masechta. And it says over here that when a person goes out, he's going to another area, towards another city, in order to make an Eruv, meaning he's not doing the Eruv in the next city. But he is in city A, and on Shabbos, the people of city A want to reach city B. So he's going to put an Eruv in between, so the Mokko Shvisa will be between city A and city B, so people can walk from city A and city B on Shabbos. And his friend came back to come back. I'm going to do it. You're walking here. Let me go do it. He can walk, but the people of the city cannot walk. And we'll see in the Gemara what does it mean exactly. If he was supposed to do an Eruv, but he did not do an Eruv, he doesn't have any Mokko Shvisa. Because he left the city. So he left the Mokko Shvisa that he was, but he didn't reach the place where he wants to put an Eruv. So he gave up on his original Mokko Shvisa, he did not put a new Eruv, and his friend did not do it on his behalf, so this person is not allowed to move at all, because he is considered to be that he doesn't have Mokko Shvisa at all. So explains the Gemara, Mishiyotzalech Lahir, Pasolo Train Pitri. There's two ways to explain the Mishnah. And we're going to talk with the more to focus now on Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda say that he is Mutar Leilech V'chol Bnei Arim Asurim? So says the Gemara, one way to explain the Mishnah is, Oma'ano Me'ar V'alecho V'abnei Kartoch. His friend tells him, you don't have to go there, I'm going to do it. I'll do an Eir for you and for the people of the city. And then this friend went, he put the Eiruv on behalf of the people of the city and not on behalf of this friend. Who also Leilech Bo Yisaruach? Umutar Bishar Kol Arucho Yisrael Beis Amud Beis Shebe Iroi. Meaning, because his friend put an Eiruv for the rest of the people of the city, they right now, their Mokko Shviz is the place of the Eiruv, and that's the only direction they can walk to. And around that area, they can walk 2,000 Amo. He, with his friend did not do it for him, he remains as a resident or Mokko Shviz in the city itself, and he can walk every 2,000 Amo to any direction from the city. For him, I mean, the people of the city, Mutarim Bois Aruach, they can go only to the direction of the Eruv, Fasur Mishar Kol Aruch Shabir, and they can't go to any other direction from the city because their Mokka Shvitz is the Mokka on the Eruv. So, according to this Pshat, when it says, Hu Mutar Leilich, Chol Bnei Arim Asurim, he's allowed to use the city as his Mokka Shvitz, and the rest of the people of the city cannot use this city of Mokka Shvitz, their Mokka Shvitz is the Eruv. And according to our mayor, he cannot rely on this because he left the city but did not make a new place, so he cannot use the city as his Mokka Shvitz. There's another way to explain the Mishnah, and that's the way that we explained it in the previous times the Gemara quoted this Mishnah. Says the friend, don't worry, I'm going to do it for you, I'm going to do the Eiruv for you and the people of the city. And at the end of the day, this friend did not do what he said he's going to do. He did not put an Eiruv for anybody. He will be able to rely on the place of the Eruv, even though he never went there. But because he was walking towards there, he started walking towards, he showed his das that he wants to have that place of the Eruv. Happened to be, he turned back because his friend told him, I'll do it for you. But because he started walking towards it, similar to the case we had on Loch Hazayin, when a person knows about a tree and says, this tree will be a Mokko Shvisa, so by the fact that he's walking out of the city towards the Mokko of the Eruv, shows his das that he wants the Mokko Shvisa and the place where he's intending to go to. That's what it means. Shekal konu lo raglo me'etmol. His feet were craning for him. V'hem asum leilech bo yisaruach u'mitar b'shakol aruch shmeirur. And they cannot go to that ruach because nobody did air for them, not him and not his friend. So they remain in the city, meaning the rest of the people of the city. So according to this, where the Mishnah says u'mutar leilech v'chol bnei air asurim, he's allowed to rely on the air even though nobody put air for him. And they're now cannot rely on it because nobody had an intention and there was no concept of anybody doing air for them. So the Hum Mutar, according to the second explanation, is not he's not allowed to walk to every direction from the city, but he's allowed to rely on the Eruv, the exact opposite of the first explanation. And Ramirez says the same. Ramirez says once he left the city, but he did not reach his place he wants to go to, he has no place of Shviso, and if he cannot move from his place, he's a Chamar Gamal, he has to stay in the city the entire Shabbos. And the Chiddush, according to the second shot, is that Yehuda says just by walking there, showing his intention, that's enough to be koinei Eiruv for him. Halacha Yudzuk de Mishnah. Someone left the tchum, even one amo cannot go back in. Loza says, no, he could go in if he's two amos, not three. Now, what's the idea of the two amos? That's a libra de mandama that we saw earlier, libra de Loza, that says that when a person has shviso, four amos, the four amos, he's in the middle of the four amos. He's two amos to every direction. So if he left the tchum, he still has two amos to every direction. So if he's within two amos to the tchum, his area is touching the tchum. And that's the idea of avlos tchumim that we mentioned briefly before. Avlos tchumim means with two tchumim or next to each other, so one could go from one tchum to the other, even though they're not swallowing each other, they're just kissing each other. His tchum of his two amos is touching the tchum of the 2,000 amos, but because they're touching each other, he could go back to the tchum. Because he has a location of two amas surrounding him, all around him. And if his two amas are touching the 2,000 amas tchum Shabbos, he could go back to there. But if it's three, then he's 2-4. Someone is walking in the way, coming close to the city, but he, as Shabbos came in, he's one amma away from the tchum. He can't go in there. He can even if he's 15 amma away from the tchum, he can go in. Because the measures, the people that measure the areas of the tchum, and they put a sign where it is, they don't make it, do it exact. They do it within 50, they give a little bit of a leeway, a 50 amo, where they make the tchum a little shorter. Instead of making 2,000 amo, they're making 1,985 amo. Why? So people won't make a mistake. If someone by mistake went a little bit out of the tchum, he's still within tchum Shabbos. So 50 amo around the tchum is still considered to be tchum Shabbos. Reb Chaim brings another explanation. It's not only because of Zahirus, they give another 15 amo, but it's when they measure with ropes, and they don't count their hands that's holding the rope. And that comes out, if you measure these hands based on the rope of 50 amo, it's exactly 15 amo that they don't measure. So two explanations, is it purposely, or that's how the measurement tape that they use automatically reduces the tchum by 50 amo. Rav Acho, B'shem Chanino, Rav Chazdai, Tarvai, Nami, they both said, Lermar el Ashtayim, Ashtayim v'chot shu lo yikonis. That's the Gersa of Rav Chaim, lo yikonis. Within 2 amo, you can go back in. If it's more than 2, not. Why? As we explained in the Mishnah, he's considered to be in the middle of the 4 amos. He has 2 amos every direction. So if he's 2 amos away from the tchum, his tchum is touching the tchum of the 2,000 amo. If it's more than 2 amos, so he's not. Says the Gemara, that's what's mashma the Mishnah. The Huda Ablozer, the Ablozer are mashtayim ikonis, shosh lo ikonis. That's what Ablozer said. You could do 2, you can do 3. Says the Gemara understands, 2 but not more than 2. Says the Gemara, I'm in the basra, but look at the next part. He says, shosh lo ikonis. Mashma shosh pochas kosher ikonis. You want to bring a deal for the Mishnah, it's not a good deal, because in Mishnah it says 2 yes, 3 not. Mashma, on one hand, mashma more than 2 not. On the other hand, mashma less than 3 yes. So for the deal, you don't have any deal for the Mishnah that it has to be 2 exactly. So there's no raya, says the Gemara. So Rabbi Meimar, Madamar Ablozer b'yotze, habemach shichloi. Rablozer said that if you're within 2 amos, you can go back. If someone, by mistake, left the city, he was yotze more than 2,000 amos. But someone was walking in the way, did not reach the city before Shabbos. So there I'm not making an in that within 2, if he's 2 amos close to the city, he can go in. Ashkar Tani Yado Yado. Find a clear price that says it doesn't matter if he was in the city and went out, or he's walking outside of the city before Shabbos coming to the city. If he's 2 amma or less from the tchum of the city, he could go into the tchum of the city. Continues the one that Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Have a buying meimer, they wanted to say, Shimon said that 15 amma outside of the tchum is still okay, because the measurement of the tchum, if it says 2,000 amma, it's not really 2,000 amma, it's 1985. So you have another 50 amma to go. So say, maybe I could rely on this only when a person is walking in the way, he's getting close to the city, and he's within 15 amma of the tchum. You tell him, you should know you're already in the tchum. How about Yaitzeloi? But someone's leaving the city and he goes out of the place where it says don't move on. Here's the end of Tushabis. Once he left, you're not going to be making him within 50 amma. Ashkatani hiado hiado. We found the Meferish Abraisa that says there's no difference. And if according to Abshimon, you can rely on the 15 amo, say if someone is coming on his way or someone leaving the city, the 50 amo is reliable. So concludes Reb Chaim, based on all of this, that for us, that we paskin that 4 amo is not that person is in the middle of the 4 amo, but he has 4 amo to any direction he chooses, as we saw earlier. He could choose any 4 amo he wants. And if you take Reb Shimon that says you have the 15 amma as well, so a person who is within 19 amma of the Tchum Shabbos, so he's fine, regardless if he's coming from the way or he's leaving the city. Because 19 amma means he has the 15 amma, which is the exaggeration, which is the extra that the people that measure to not take into calculation, but really you have extra 15 amma. And plus, you can do 4 amma because 4 amma is a person could choose not to be in the middle of the 4 ammas. He could choose full 4 ammas that will be his location. So his tchum of 4 ammas could touch the 15 amma. So as long as there's 19 amma from the tchum Shabbos, a person could go back into the tchum. With this, we conclude the fourth parak of Maseches Eruvin, Hadron Loch Peg Mishir Tziu, Hadron Loch Peg Mishir Tziu. And with this, we conclude Yushami Eruvin Dav Lamed Beis.